From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Starnes Country, broadcasting in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Hope you guys are doing great. Hope you had a terrific weekend. And I will tell you, what an incredible weekend in the Mid-South, from starry nights over at Shelby Farms to the big St. Jude Marathon. And well done, all of you runners, 22,000 of you. And our understanding is you guys raised, $15 million for St. Jude, which is a pretty remarkable thing. Also, we have a lot of fast Memphians as well, who not only finished the race, but placed in the race. That would be Amanda Noonan of Memphis, who finished the half marathoner. And by the way, she was the top female half marathoner. Also, Brittany Humphreys of Germantown, Tennessee, finished the 10K. She was the first Memphian or Mid-Southerner across the line, along with Thomas Dickinson and Mariel Rowland. So congratulations to all of the runners. Whatever race you are running, good for you, and well done. All of that money going to a terrific cause. Well, we've got a lot going on this morning, not just here in the Mid-South, but really all across the nation. Over the weekend, getting news that as many as 20 new Republicans are thinking about tossing in the hat, saying, you know what, we're done here, and they're going to be resigning. That information coming from Puck News, and not a good sign for Speaker Mike Johnson as his leadership continues to unravel in the House of Representatives. We've been telling you about this for a very long time on the national show, that Speaker Johnson is just not doing well and is simply just not a leader. So the good news is none of those people retiring are on the Tennessee side of the ledger. So we'll keep you updated on that story, and we'll have more details coming up a little bit later on this morning. By the way, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know, my philosophy has always been, if you're going to run for office, finish your term in office, right? People invest in you. They take the time to get behind you and your platform and your campaign. And if you get elected, you owe it to the voters to at least finish your term in office. I mean, it seems, I don't know, pretty simple to me, but, you know, but that's just me. I'm a simple guy. So there's a big story in the Daily Memphian, and I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on this. And it involves what the Daily Memphian is calling inhumane crowding, filth, physical abuse at 201 Poplar. And they've apparently interviewed all of these inmates who are alleging some of the most horrible conditions at 201 Poplar. And I want to read to you the first couple of graphs of this. It's not very long, but it's the most insane thing. They're alleging a guy by the name of Ross Reeves. He was booked into the jail on October 31st. And apparently, he is not a first-time offender. And according to the Memphian's own reporting, he's faced several charges for petty theft and drug possession. And they say, as the Daily Memphian reports it, but this time it was different. The jail was more crowded and guards more aggressive. Upon his arrival, corrections deputies took Reeves, 36, booked this time for misdemeanor assault related to a road rage incident near his home, to a room and strip searched him. Completely naked, two guards and a Shelby County Sheriff's deputy doused his entire body with pepper spray, including directly onto his genitals. Reeves telling the Daily Memphian in a recent interview, one of the guards also struck him in the head several times, causing him to temporarily lose hearing. That lasted until after he was released from custody several days later. Mr. Reeves telling the Daily Memphian, well, I wasn't being physically aggressive in any way. I wasn't being verbally aggressive towards them. I just said, this is all BS and I shouldn't be in here. And it goes on from there. So then they say that they forced the guy to put his clothes back on while he was still covered in the pepper spray and threw him into a crowded holding cell with dozens of other men. And then they go on and, I mean, this is a massively long story about how horrifying the conditions are at 201 Poplar. Well, a couple of things. I say that's BS. What they're trying to convey here, I think that story is BS. And I say that for a couple of reasons. First of all, they just want us to believe that staffers at the jail are randomly going around and hosing down inmates with pepper spray. I don't believe that's happening. But if it did happen, I want to know what that guy did to cause a reaction like that. Did he try to attack any of the deputies? Is it possible he may have smuggled something into the jail during the arrest? There's more to that story, but the way it's being reported by the Daily Memphian, I call BS. The other part of it is this. If this guy was literally doused head to toe in pepper spray, they forced him to put his clothes back on, and then they threw him into a jail with other inmates, they too would be suffering from the side effects of pepper spray. I didn't see that reported anywhere. And I can promise you this, somebody would have leaked that information out of 201 Poplar. So look, all of this is to convey there's a lot of politics going on here, no doubt about that. And there are a couple of folks they're going after, but they're also going after the Trump administration because they're blaming the Trump administration for filling up the jails. Not the bad guys for committing the crimes, mind you, but they're going after President Trump and the federal law enforcement task force here, the Memphis Safe Task Force. They're blaming them for all of these conditions. It's really insane. But here's the other thing, and they go on to describe the conditions in the jail, which are pretty horrifying. And yes, they are horrifying. And you want to know why? Because it's a jail. It's not the Ritz-Carlton. It's not the Peabody. It's a jail. It's 201 Poplar. And here's a thought. If you don't want to go to 201 Poplar, don't commit crime. I mean, it really is that simple to me. So anyway, the Daily Memphian going off on all of this, and this is going to be a big issue for whoever is going to be our next Shelby County mayor, as well as the sheriff. And Lee Harris all of a sudden coming out of hibernation and finally talking about the issues after however many years he's been in office. This guy's been AWOL. But now all of a sudden everybody's weighing in. So look, we're going to get into this a little bit later on. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And welcome back, everybody. It is Starnes Country. Hope you're starting your work week off on a great note. And if you're listening to us, you are. Some good news for all of you Memphis Tigers fans out there. We have a brand new head coach, Charles Huff. He has not officially been announced, at least to my knowledge. I haven't seen a big press conference. Maybe that is coming this week. Huff is coming from Southern Miss, where he coached for a single season. According to the commercial appeal, multiple sources confirm Huff's hiring. The source requested anonymity because no official announcement had been made. Is that not weird? I'll tell you, the university really has to step up its marketing game. That's one of the big reasons why I think a lot of people just don't go to the games or even know what's going on at the university. They just don't do a great job in the marketing area. But anyway, Memphis Tiger fans seem to be sort of split down the middle on this. And not sure, you know, again, the guy, he spent, I think, was he at Marshall for 4 years, and everywhere else he's only stayed for about a year. So anyway, you know, if the guy's been hired, you know, give him a chance and let's see what he can do. And we will, you know, we'll see how it goes from there. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, this week, ladies and gentlemen, we're very excited because we will be announcing the winners of our awesome Christmas contest, the best gifts of Christmas from the best local businesses we love. And we're still giving you a chance to enter into the competition up until, well, we announce later this week. So we'll let you know about that. But winners are going to get a Pew's Flowers, a beautiful centerpiece, a $50 gift card from Dinstall's Fine Candies, $50 gift card from Germantown Commissary. You're going to get a beautiful fine bracelet from Weimer's Jewelry and $100 worth of coffee, both bags and K-cups, from Pure Roast Coffee. And we are going to take the next four callers. If you are among the first four callers, you will be entered into the competition. If you've already called, you're entered, so there's no need to pick up the phone and give us a call. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, I just have a weird question for you about ministers. And I know you Catholics, you guys sort of have all of this, you've got all of this down pat. You know exactly what to do here. When somebody comes to you, one of your church members, one of your parishioners, and they've got an issue, they've got a pressing issue on their minds, and you give them counsel, do you end up turning around and do you end up blabbing that to the rest of the church? In other words, if somebody comes, let's just say, you know, you've got a family, and the husband and wife are going through some difficulties. They need some counseling. They go to the pastor, and then the pastor turns around on a podcast and says, you know, it's interesting. You were talking about, you know, broken homes and, you know, marriage problems, because so-and-so just came to me and told me they've been having some problems. And they're getting close to figuring it all out. I'm just curious, would that bother you, not only as if you were Mr. and Mrs. On your way to divorce, but would that bother you if you were a regular church member? And I ask that because there is a very popular minister, and I guess he's big among Gen Zers, I guess. He's got over 1 million followers on social media. And he was on a podcast, and I guess this guy is very popular because apparently he and Barron Trump have some sort of a connection. And so this guy gets on a podcast recently, and he talks about Barron Trump and Barron Trump's relationship with Jesus Christ. And there's just something about, some people are having the very exact opposite of a reaction that I'm having. But this story really rubbed me the wrong way. So the pastor, and I am going to mess up his name, so my apologies if I get Stuart Nechtel, I think is the guy's name. I've never heard of the guy, but apparently he's very popular. And he was on George Jenko's podcast, and he conveyed a story about a phone call he had with Barron Trump. And he said that, well, I want you to listen. The guy's going to just take a listen to how the guy explained it.
I was talking on the phone with Barron Trump at 12:30 at night one night. And I thought I was hitting him with everything but the kitchen sink when it came to all the evidence for God and Christianity. I was getting like so pumped. I was like, all right, I'm on. I had my Celsius. You know, I didn't have any caffeine that night, but I thought I was really on. I was pumped. And then at the very end, I came up pretty much totally, you know, open-handed with nothing. But I brought up dreams and revelations. And I said, hey, look, Barron, I usually don't go by this typically with as evidence, but I'll just let lastly you know this. I have a friend over in Africa who witnesses thousands of Muslims coming to Christ through dreams and revelations. How do you explain that? He's like, oh, that's a very, very interesting point. And you have eyewitness testimony, you know, the way his mind works is like, and that was the only thing that stuck with him. And he's very close to putting his faith in Christ, very close. And so
I pray that goes through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. That would be huge. And so dreams and revelations.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
That would be huge.
So sorry, dude. Imagine he's watching this podcast. He was like, I quit. If I have to be as corny as you guys, I'm not doing it.
I'm done. No way.
Darn it. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, I think it shows the power of dreams and revelations.
Yeah.
That ambiguity, not certain. Other times when it does feel certain, God can still close that door. And then to people who are not believers, see them and say, wow, okay, there could be something to them.
Okay, there we go. So look, I get it. I think I get it. But this is not some sort of a private Bible study group where you have an unspoken prayer request, and the unspoken prayer request happens to be the son of the president of the United States. It just seems to me this guy is really, really way out of line here. First of all, I don't think that was his story to tell. It's Barron Trump's. And it seems to me that if you are ministering to Barron Trump, then that ought to be a very private, very confidential thing. I'm just going to say this. I've interviewed a number of very high-profile people over my career, and including, well, I know there have been two presidents that have told me things in confidence, and I've kept those things in confidence. I've never written about them. I don't plan to, because those were things that were shared to me in confidence. And I'm just, it's really puzzling to me why a man of God, why a person of the cloth would actually turn around and share a private conversation with the rest of the nation. And I mean, I really hope that, first of all, I have no idea if Barron is a Christian or not. I don't know him. But I do know that this could sever a relationship. I mean, if you're out there and somebody is close to accepting Christ, you know, that's a very personal decision. But again, I just don't think it was the pastor's story to tell. A lot of people are giving me blowback over this now, and they're saying, well, you know, it's, you know, it could lead others to accept Christ. Well, I guess, I mean, God can use anything, but it just seems to me that if you're a minister and you're ministering to a, and I've noticed this trend with a lot of, who is it, old Justin Bieber's old pastor. Well, that guy went off the deep end, but these pastors to the celebrities, you always kind of wonder in the back of your mind, are they really doing this to further the kingdom, or are they doing that to gain podcasters, you know, and podcast subscribers? That's, I guess that's where I'm coming from here. It's all just very, very odd, if you ask me. Very, very odd. All right, we'll take your calls on that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, got to give a huge shout-out to the city of Bartlett. They know how to throw one heck of a parade, and there was a terrific flag. I got to also give a shout-out to the Republican Party of Shelby County. They put out an incredible patriotic Christmas time float. It was absolutely beautiful, and it was great to see. I mean, they had tons of Republicans marching in the parade yesterday, and so well done to all of the folks who put all of that together. And I believe the outreach team there, Kristen Hicks and Kristen New, and they had a team, a merry band of elves that put that tree together, and it looked spectacular. So well done to all of you folks out there who participated this weekend in the Bartlett Christmas Parade. Also coming up this weekend, very excited, one of the largest Christmas celebrations in America, and certainly here in the Mid-South, the Bellevue Baptist Church Singing Christmas Tree kicks off. That's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to be talking to more of the folks involved in that great celebration coming up a little bit later on this week. Also, as we go to break, want to remind you to call right now. We're getting a lot of new folks on our big prize giveaway. This is an opportunity for you to get your name in the hat for some incredible Christmas prizes. All you have to do is be one of the first four callers right now at 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and you'll be entered in the Mighty 990s Best Gifts of Christmas from the Best Local Businesses We Love contest. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we just love our local businesses, and we love supporting our local businesses as well. All right, hang tight, everybody. Vicky Gandy is going to be along. GoTeamGandy.com every Monday here on the Mighty 990. Vicky will be along to talk real estate with us, a few other things as well. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Phones are lighting up this morning. We'll be right back. And welcome back, everybody. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And always good to have our friend every Monday, Vicky Gandy. If you have any real estate questions at all, she is the lady to ask here in the Mid-South. GoTeamGandy.com is the website. That's GoTeamGandy.com. Vicky, I was corrected in the, or at least I was explained to in the live chat that one of the reasons they haven't officially made the announcement about the new football coach for U of M is because we're talking about $250,000 is on the line here, one way or the other. So
yeah,
I guess that makes sense.
Kinda, just a little bit of money there.
You know, it's funny. I belong to all these fan groups, you know, on social media for the Tigers, and one of the guys. Wrote this pretty long, it was really an essay, and he's complaining about, he's offering solutions. But he says it's time for the Memphis Tigers athletic department to do some real soul searching. Right now, the fan atmosphere is drier than a Popeye's biscuit. And in Memphis, of all places, we should never feel that dry. He says our city brings culture, passion, music, flavor, energy everywhere, but the current fan experience doesn't match the heartbeat of Memphis. It feels flat, predictable, and disconnected from the excitement this fan base deserves. And so he goes on to offer some solutions, and he wants to basically make game day like a true Memphis party with drum lines, live DJs, local artists. Is that the solution? You're a big Tigers fan.
Well, I mean, I want to say, have you been there? Because we have a tailgate. They have a live band playing. They have the blow up things, kids playing football in the green, you know, the grassy area. The band is out there. The Memphis band is out there playing. When the football player come in, they even drive the buses through the tailgates, and we, you know, shake pom poms and wave at them and everything. I don't know if there's much more time and room for anything else.
No, it's a fair point. And, you know, the other thing, and I think, you know, Tigers fans just need to get their heads wrapped around, this is not the SEC,
yes,
right? You're not going to have, you know, you're not going to have sold out games, you know, at all, unless we start playing better teams, which is not going to happen because of the structure of college football right now. So, you know, you can make a decision. Do you want to go and have a family-friendly experience and experience some great football? And if so, then, you know, Memphis Tigers is your team.
Well, I will tell you, Todd, this year we had a good schedule as compared. I mean, we were playing, like, you know, some high school teams a couple of years ago, it seemed like. But this year we had a good crowd, and of course we played Arkansas, and that was a big crowd. But because we were winning, we had people showing up, and that was exciting. And it was really a great deal. And just some sad things happened, that just little mistakes that we lost. Every game we should have won.
Well, and now we know the backstory is that come October, they were already in talks with Silverfield about Arkansas. So clearly his attention was diverted somewhere else. So now we know the rest of the story, as they say.
That's probably a good point.
Let's talk real estate. You know, a lot of people, and I was wandering around the area that I live, and I actually overheard some folks talking about, they were debating, all right, do I need to go ahead and just buy a place? Am I good? Just, you know, they love where they live down. They rent. So, you know, and some people are really torn. You know, what do they do? So what do you advise people when they come to you and they're like, well, you know, I don't know what I should be doing here?
Well, benefits. There's a lot of benefits to home ownership. And first and foremost, which everyone thinks of, are tax breaks. And people don't realize you get a great tax break. You know, you also get a tax break on your closing costs. You get it also on anything energy efficient, any repairs that you make. You can write off a great deal of those. Of course, you need to talk to your tax person. But there, you know, some of the costs are in buying a home, you can get your money back. And then, of course, your appreciation. When you rent, you make, as you know, you don't make any more money. And we're looking at right now, what they predict is that the average home will go up about 5.2% each year. And then also what they're expecting, and the number of U.S. households is expected to rise about 10 to 15% over the next decade. So that's going to be more high demand for homes. Savings, you know, when you're building savings automatically. It's like a savings account with a home when you own it, because you build equity. And then unlike rent, you have predictability. Your house payment stays the same if you have a locked-in mortgage, which is nice, because, you know, you never know what your landlord's going to call and say, well, we're going up another $500 this year, you know, or whatever. So it's something to think about.
And, of course, there's talk in Washington now of actually doing away with the property tax, which I would be a huge fan of. And the idea is that, you know, you really never do own your property, you know.
Well, that's a good point. And not only that, too, I'm on the Governmental Affairs Committee with MAR, Memphis Area Association of Realtors, and they're looking into trying to knock out capital gains tax for if you sell to a new home buyer, first-time home buyer, or also to a person who will live in the home, not an investor, that's what we're trying to slow down on, that they will waive capital gains. And that's a big deal. I mean, you don't have to pay the tax. Then that's going to encourage people to maybe want to sell sooner. So that's exciting.
Vicky Gandy, GoTeamGandy.com, is here with us in studio handling our real estate questions this morning. Does it every single Monday here on the Mighty 990 exclusively. I've noticed over the past couple of weeks, I'm guilty of doing this. I go to the Zillow, you know, and mm-hmm. you look, and it's like there are tons of homes available, it seems like, here in the Mid-South now.
There are more than normal, and part of the reason is people have priced houses too high. They're beginning to realize that the rate is still, it's a good rate, but it's not 3%, and a lot of people are saying, I'm not selling, or I'm not moving, and that's not going to change, y'all. It's not going to change.
I was looking at one house, and I knew what the price had been, and it had been like, it jumped up like $150,000. I'm like, these people made no improvements. They just like, and so now it's back down to what, to where it originally was.
Yeah, we run into that a great deal. I have somebody go, well, the house down the street sold. And I'll go, yeah, they gutted their kitchen and put in 5 new bathrooms. And you're expecting your 1970s house to still be the same.
So let's talk about on the other side of the coin here. You're looking to buy a house. What are some people, and especially, young Memphians getting out there into the home market, what do they need to be looking for?
Well, first and foremost, I encourage you to call us, CryLike is amazing. We have everything set up for everyone who is interested in buying, and people make so many mistakes. Don't call these online people that are doing mortgage lending. They're just a typical, like you're calling, anyone. It's the Amazon or somewhere. Nobody's going to really stick with you. You need to know who your lender is. That's the biggest investment of your life. And you need a local lender, bricks and mortar here in Memphis, someone that you can see their face, because on the phone, they don't answer. You may not ever hear from them again. And I can't tell you how many messes I've had to clean up because they get set up. The rate looks good, but they don't tell you about all the little fees at the end, and then it's too late.
All right, Vicky Gandy joining us, GoTeamGandy.com. What are some of the things that first-time home buyers need to be aware of?
Well, they need to talk to a lender and make sure that they, get pre-qualified, let them run credit checks. And the lender, when they run a check, it's going to be in-house. It's not going to be something that hits their real credit. That is really important to know what they are. Also, what their budget is. That's one thing that we help them do. We'll go over their budget. People want to, everybody wants the most beautiful house there is, but sometimes you can't afford it. And you want to make sure you get in an area that long-term, what are you looking for? Are you looking for schools in certain areas? And, just different things, what their needs are. And we have a lot of questions to answer that we can answer for them before they even get started.
And of course, the big question is mortgage rates. Are the mortgage interest rates going to drop in December?
Well, the plan is, I know Jerome Powell is going to announce this Wednesday that what's going to happen. And we've been hearing through the grapevine that they're going to come down a little. Now, that may be half a point or a fourth a point. But I know I just closed a loan this past week, and they were at 5%. Now, they did a little bit of a buy down. And that's the other thing that people don't know. And we'll talk about that in the future. There's a lot that can be done to get that rate close to where you want it to be.
All right. So, Vicky, people want more information. Where can they go to get that information?
GoTeamGandy.com. Vicky Gandy, 901-412-2691. I answer everything that you, whether you call, your text, or whatever.
I love it. Give that number out one more time.
901-412-2691.
All right. Vicky Gandy, always good to see you. Happy Monday.
Oh, well, thank you.
Are you one of these early, when it comes to like Christmas decorations, do you have everything already up and ready to go?
It's partly. It's not fully. There's a lot of boxes sitting around my house.
Yeah, there's some people it's like right at, some people keep it up year round, but others are like, day after Thanksgiving, boom, it's all up.
I grew up with a floral designer as a mother, so we have Thanksgiving's decorations. So you don't take them down until Thanksgiving evening. And so it's in my brain. I can't help myself.
Let every holiday breathe.
That's right.
Is that it? All right. Vicky, great to see you.
You too, Tom.
All right. GoTeamGandy.com is the website. If you have any questions, Vicky Gandy knows everything about real estate, everything. So go check out that website. We've got to go check out Parker May standing by in the KWAM Sports Center with your Monday Sports Update. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Stearns Country here on the Mighty 990. And well done. We have gotten, almost just dozens and dozens of you have signed up for our big Christmas giveaway. We're going to give you another opportunity to do that. The first four callers, again, at 901-260-5926, you're going to be qualified. That's 901-260-5926. Someone sent this to me over the weekend, and I am so not fashion forward. If it's not Brooks Brothers, I'm not wearing it. And I'm just, I'm stuck in the mud, I guess. And so apparently, Gen Z guys are now ditching the hoodies and the Nike techs for quarter zip sweaters. It's like this craze that is sweeping across the nation, especially in the Black community. And there is a guy who is sort of a fashion guru. He's on TikTok, and I'm not going to even try to pronounce his last name. His TikTok account is whois.jason, and he's been talking about how it's time for the young men of America to start dressing appropriately. So far, this was released on November 3rd. So far, nearly 12 million views and 2 million likes. So there's a great video of a girl who's giving her boyfriend matcha, and that's when the change happens. Apparently, that's when they make the big change and ditch the hoodies. Take a listen.
Hey, babe, can you turn down some, please?
Let me get something to drink.
Can you say please?
Let me get the drink.
You can have it.
She's giving him matcha.
Ooh, got a little grassy taste to it, but it's all right.
It's matcha.
What up, twin?
There's a drink taking YN's out.
What it look like?
It's green. They call it matcha, twin.
Matcha. Twin, she...
I'm on my way.
What did you... Hey, you want to play a round of golf? Can we talk about the political and economic state of the world right now? What's happening to me? What? Open up, twin! What's up, twin?
Twin?
Twin? Oh, no, I'm an only child. You need some help?
I'm good.
Well, alrighty then. Nice to meet you.
Hey, twin, chill! Hey, twin, chill! Chill, twin!
Cheers to that!
Wow. That's pretty brilliant. I love the big band music. Wait a second. That's what we play here on the Mighty 990. So that may mean that we are back in style now. So I'm just curious, ladies of the Mid-South, would you rather have your guy wandering around with his pants down to the butt crack and wearing the hoodies, or would you rather having them wear, Dockers and quarter zip sweaters? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So the fashion people that are behind all of this, they say that the quarter zip eludes elegance, sophistication, and confidence. And the guy's doing interviews now, ABC News, and says the man makes the clothes. The clothes do not make the man. But it's important for young men to recognize the distinct feel and look tied to certain pieces of clothing. And I don't have any scientific evidence on this, but I just don't think the average woman here in Memphis wants to see a guy's butt crack and, see the pants hanging down to his knees. I may be wrong here, but I don't think that's a good look. And by the way, the whole matcha thing, that's actually a part of it. Matcha lattes, another component of the look, represent expanding personal palates and being open to new experiences. By the way, to that point, may I just say, there was a report a few days ago, the Starbucks in Whitehaven, off the charts as far as people going, standing in line, waiting for orders. Revenue is just off the charts at the Starbucks in Whitehaven. So the guy says, you're not used to seeing people drinking matchas and wearing quarter zips coming from where I come from as a young Ghanaian man from the Bronx. Just expand your horizons in this life. That's the reason for the matcha. I tried it, and it was, I actually, Caleb Park, who went on from KWAM to work at Newsmax. Caleb Park's a big matcha guy, and I tried it once, and I'm telling you, it has to be an acquired taste. I mean, if you're like, I don't know, a rabbit or a gerbil, I guess you would love it. But for me, it just sort of tasted like liquefied lawn clippings. And I'm sure there's a market for that. I have no doubt about it. But I don't know about that. So anyway, across social media, they say young men are replacing jeans with slacks, playing chess, reading math books, and discussing English biologist Charles Darwin. Is this true? Is this happening here in the Mid-South? Fortune magazine even weighing in on all of this. Gen Z men's gravitation toward the quarter-zip pullovers represents more than a fleeting fashion choice. It's a subtle signal of ambition and adaption, in a job market or that feels almost insurmountably tough for many young adults today. And, you know, that could be it because there are a lot of young guys that are out there looking for jobs. And I'm just going to, I'll throw this out there. And if you're a business owner, if you're a small business owner and you've got somebody showing, let's just say you got two guys showing up for a job interview and one of them has their, you know, butt crack showing and they got the hoodie and, you know, they're talking, you know, main this, main that. And then you've got another guy show up and he's, you know, wearing a tie and he's, you know, well-groomed. And he's wearing, you know, slacks that are pulled up and he's got a belt on or suspenders. Are suspenders still appropriate? They are. All right. Thank you, Helen. I appreciate that. Who would you hire? I mean, you're looking at the resumes. The resumes look great. Who do you hire as the best representative of your business? So there you go. That's great. Nina, and I catch holy you-know-what every time I wear a sweater vest. Well, I just like them. It keeps me warm. We have to keep the studio cold. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, real quick, I want to try to play. We'll play this audio. We're going to talk more about this at 11 o'clock today. MTG went on 60 Minutes, and she unloaded. I mean, it was like on the couch with Oprah. MTG talking about House Republicans and how they actually make fun of Donald Trump behind his back. We're going to play that audio coming up at 11 o'clock on the Todd Stern Show. Wow, the clock got away from me today. Been a lot of fun, everybody. KWAMRadio.com. Be sure to download our app. Be sure to sign up for our breaking news alerts, and we will see you right back here at 11.